This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown jingle. You want to sing it, Michael? The Talk Radio Countdown.
I like it. It's very good. We need a jingle.
We need another. Yes, we need a little Christmas and we need a little jingle.
Quickly, what show did that come from?
What? Which one? We need a little Christmas.
Yeah.
We need a little Christmas. No, I don't remember. What did it come from?
Mame. It was November, and they went broke, and they wanted to cheer themselves up, Mame and her staff of loyal servants.
Really?
It was during the Depression when the stock market crashed. So they bring out the holly. It was a Christmas song that was when there wasn't Christmas, and it's become a Christmas classic.
Yeah. Wow, it sure has. Mitch Miller and the Sing-Along Gang did that. Yeah. Yeah, we're really dating ourselves for that. Michael Harrison is here.
I remember Scott Joplin used to play it when he came to town.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the stories and the people that have made it this week in News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. To introduce you to Mr. Harrison, basically I'm an introducer. I'm like Tom Bergeron. I just introduce people. For a living. I wish I was making the kind of dough that he did.
Oh, he's good at it.
Did you? Oh, he's.
I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, ding-a-ding.
I think Tom Bergeron is one of the most talented people at doing nothing.
Yes.
He does it with great aplomb.
He does. Yeah, he's been very, very good. He's a guy from Haverhill, Massachusetts, up the road from me. And whenever I've ever talked to him, it's always been about our Massachusetts roots. He was very smooth. He was on many radio stations here, started doing a local TV show when he was in his early 30s, and now at the age of 65, he's probably done some of the best television work in that genre of anybody who's been in the medium. So now the question is, what does he do? What does he want? He doesn't want to do that kind of stuff anymore. So what does he do? He doesn't want to do a game show. I bet you he could do a talk show, though.
He probably could. You have to be smart to do what he does. I mean, the way he used to do America's Funniest Home Videos, that show was nothing more than walking on this crazy set in front of a live audience, seeming to make importance out of nothing. And he did it. I'm telling you, the guy's a master at just being a TV personality. You know what he's like? Back in the old days, there was a guy, Gary Moore. Do you remember Gary Moore?
Oh, my God. Yes, sure. Yeah.
Another guy. Arthur Godfrey was that way. They just knew how to handle themselves on TV. They didn't bring any kind of message.
Talent, really.
Content talent. They weren't dancers. They weren't singers. They weren't stand-up comics. But they were smooth as glass, and they were great interstitial elements for moving a variety show along. It's a lost art.
Yeah, it really is. And so a lot of those original game show hosts and people that were, remember how NBC Monitor sounded on the weekend, how polished that was in terms of how things were presented, and all the big stars of television were doing that radio, and they all wanted, I remember Ed McMahon said to me, he wanted to do it. They didn't ask him, he asked them. Can I do?
I think the closest thing we have today to somebody of that ilk is Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, I agree with you.
He sort of has that ability to just make the TV seem professional.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into our story list. Speaking of professional, people list, the story list published every week at Talkers Magazine, which is a part of Talkers.com, so you can get this. But it doesn't really have the same starch as listening to Michael go through all the work that he and his staff have done. So would you please take it away, sir?
Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have the SpaceX rocket launch, and that's tied with other space-related news. And the 40th anniversary of the murder of John Lennon was this past Tuesday. So that's number 10. At number 9, we have a tie between race relations and police reform. They tend to go together. The Fort Hood murder case back in the news. At number 8. At number 7, the Facebook breakup lawsuit tied with the FireEye hack. At number six, we have the economy and stimulus negotiations. At number five, U.S.-China relations and the Hunter Biden tax investigation. At number four, the Georgia Senate runoff elections. At number three, the Biden transition appointments and nominations. At number two, Trump still claiming election fraud. And the big Texas lawsuit trying to get the Supreme Court to overturn the battleground states, that's a major brouhaha that's currently happening. And at number one, COVID-19, discussion about the vaccines, statistics and projections, and prevention. And those are the stories. You want to go through the people real fast?
Please, yes.
Vanessa Gillian at number 10, Mark Zuckerberg at 9, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Steve Mnuchin at number 8, Hunter Biden at 7, David Perdue, John Ossoff, Kelly Loeffler, and Raphael Warnock at 6. That's the Georgia bunch. Number 5, Susan Rice, Lloyd Austin, and Janet Yellen. That's the nominee bunch. Number 4, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. That's the Time Person of the Year bunch. Mm-hmm. Number 3, Ted Cruz, Ken Paxton, and John Eastman. That's the lawsuit bunch. Number 2, Dr. Anthony Fauci. And number 1, we have Donald Trump. And there you go.
All right. So the list, it's always interesting to see when you look through the list, there are some names that appear there all the time. And then there are other people. I've forgotten why Susan Rice's name came up this week, actually.
She's going to be appointed to a job.
Yeah, well, she's a horror show. I hope she doesn't get appointed to a. There are some people that are really good, like Janet Yellen is on the list as well. She's very well qualified to run the. She was running the Fed. Being Secretary of the Treasury would be a perfect job for her. Seems to be very. And do you think there is an overemphasis, Michael, in women or people who are of color in terms of where they belong on this list? Some people say, yeah, we need a good mix. Other people say, oh, it's too much. You're carrying it too far. Yada, yada, yada.
I think that it's an issue that deserves scrutiny. I don't think you should put people in jobs that are not qualified. But if you have people who are qualified, it's good to have a nice mix.
Yes,
In the best of all worlds, you'll have a good mix and people that are qualified based on the assumption that there are qualified people in all races, ethnicities, and genders.
I think that's been part of the whole affirmative action thing. And how it got out of hand, in a way, earlier on when it was started as a reaction to not having enough people who were qualified, whether it's getting into school, whether it's getting into jobs. And yet you hear Black Lives Matter, and this is the first time I can remember for a while that Black Lives Matter hasn't been on the top 10 story list. Maybe the police reform and race relations is a way of referencing that, I think. Yeah.
It is. Black Lives Matter is part of the race relations. But there's been less focus specifically on the organization and what's called the Black Lives Matter movement and just concern about race relations. Mm-hmm. And as far as the police reform, basically our research indicates that most people, Democrats and Republicans, do not want to defund the police. That's a very small group.
Defunding is stupid. Reforming is necessary. Defunding is stupid.
Well, we're starting to come to that clarity.
Right. Yeah. You know. I mean, thinking of it sounds great to go out in the street and protest and, we're going to defund the police. What are you going to get? All you're going to get is a complete chaos. Because you got to have some order, law and order, et cetera. But one of the things, as you look at the technology news of the week, I was thinking about this when we talked about Facebook and the breakup lawsuit that's number 7 this week on the story count, and how everybody, we don't even realize, the average person has no clue as to what the people at Facebook know about you as a patron of their business, or what other similar organizations know about you. It just is, maybe people don't want to face it. How much of our lives is predicated on what marketing, somebody laughed earlier and said they were in the bathroom and they were hollering to their wife about they needed something, and the next thing they know, what they were talking about was on their screen of their Facebook.
Siri is eavesdropping.
Yeah, right, exactly. So. Where does that?
Well, we have no privacy anymore. The problem is a large segment of the population doesn't care about privacy. What have I got to hide? Look at the conveniences.
That's not the point. Hello.
Of course, that's not the point. Of course, that's not the point. But you know, how easy or hard is it nowadays to make a point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. You know? Yeah. I want to talk about your recollections of John Lennon as we continue on here. 16 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. John Lennon's number 10 this week in terms of the story. They're remembering what happened 40 years ago. If you are looking to clean up your act, I have the perfect way for you to literally clean up the act. Navage Nasal Care will clean up your nose. And most people who are aware, who are cognizant of how their body works, knows that especially with the virus now, the virus gets in through your eyes and through your nose. That's how it gets into your body. So if you have a clean nose, you are really a long way along the road to keeping yourself protected. It is a drug-free way of cleansing your sinuses, getting rid of the congestion, that sort of thing. And the product is called Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Make yourself get into this pocket of cleanliness. Pretty easy to do. Just go to Navage.com. That's an excellent website to learn about how your nose functions, helps your understanding of your body, and now you'll be twice as likely to have less chance of any of the fall problems, the winter problems. What you're breathing in needs to be scrutinized, and your nose does that, but it catches all that stuff up in there. Sometimes it doesn't catch at all. So if you want to keep your body clean, start by keeping your nose clean. Think about it. You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, so why aren't you cleaning your nose? Pretty good question, right?
Yeah.
Check out the... Yeah. It's like Steve Allen. Remember the old days of Steve Allen? Yeah! Yeah! No, it's... Yeah! Yeah, let's go to Navage, all of us together. Navage.com and get yourself one of these kits and keep your nose clean. Navage.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
I'm calling on behalf of the mice nest.
Mice nest?
Yes, mice nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, is Trump really in denial, or is it showbiz when it comes to all the election fraud conversations, even though we're learning a lot about our election system and how well it works or doesn't? And I think that's a service that we are being provided with all this stuff. But where does it go, Michael?
I think, well, first of all, I think that's a great question, the psychology of Donald Trump. I think it's both. I think he's in denial and it's show business. I think he plays off of his own character quirks and right. uses it to his advantage.
There's no business like show business.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no business I know. So he'll get into that. I think that's for sure where he's destined to go once January 20th comes around. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's move back into the fold here. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine with Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. The overview of the charts, in this case, for the week of December 7th to the 11th. We get closer to the end of the year. We'll do a big year-end show as we always do. The top items of the year in the last week of the year. But we've still got a few weeks to go. It's Hanukkah this week. I haven't noticed that. I would have thought there'd been more conversation. We get so wrapped up in this other stuff. I think culture is an important thing for us to be discussing. Things that people do with their time. What's important to individual? This stuff is so collective. But what's important to the individual? Don't you think celebrating the holidays is an important thing for people, no matter what their religion? This is an important time of the year to reflect. I guess we're doing a lot of that, though.
Yeah, well, are you saying that people are not celebrating and talking about or reflecting on the holidays? I think the holidays are... I mean, you got to understand, this is not a typical year. This is a crazy year, but I don't see any diminishment in terms of people paying attention to the holidays, do you?
I don't hear a lot of conversation about it on the air, and that sort of was the point of the... Yeah, I think there are people who are kind of into it, but I don't know. Maybe it would be refreshing for us to get off of this treadmill that we're on and get onto something that people would like to talk about. You know, what are you doing? What are the traditions of Hanukkah? What are the traditions? You know, that a lot of people don't know a lot about some other religions other than their own.
And so I think it's a very difficult thing to expect people to suddenly be interested in the traditions of Hanukkah when people are dying and there's a vaccine on the horizon. The president is claiming election fraud.
Okay, I get that. I get that, but I just think that it's kind of... I don't know. I find it there's a romanticism. I spent a whole, I don't know, Phil, how much time did I spend on Hanukkah this week? I think I spent a half an hour just talking about the history of Hanukkah and where, you know, what happened, what was the reason that it got started, and the fact that most people who don't know much about Jewish tradition think that all the Jewish holidays are very serious and somber, when in fact Hanukkah is quite a celebratory. You know, there's nine candles and stuff, right? Isn't that, you know...
The problem with Hanukkah is that the commercial aspects of both Christmas and Hanukkah have tended to turn Hanukkah into the Jewish Christmas, and it has nothing to do with Christmas. It has nothing to do with
no.
It just happens to be happens at the same at the time of year.
Yeah,
but
right.
And it goes back to a time when the big ethnic divide in the United States was Christians and Jews. Now Christians and Jews are like the same block because there's suddenly an awareness of Muslims and there's awareness of Eastern religion. And, you know, the world that you and I grew up in, it was like you're either a Christian or a Jew. Yeah. And everything else was sort of like, you know, it wasn't... Right. Given
who
any
knew,
attention.
Who cared? Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Now you hear the term Judeo-Christian a lot because you suddenly realize that the Jews and the Christians have tremendous amount in common. What is that? Have a tremendous... it isn't on my end.
Maybe it is. Nope, it's not on my end.
Yeah. Well, it must be on my end. It is on your end. I think it is on your end.
Yes.
All right. Hold on.
Well, answer the damn thing.
Answer
it.
Maybe it is.
Hello? We got a caller. Hey, we got a caller.
Right, you're on the air.
You know what? I think the election
radio.
Is a fraud. I think the election is a fraud. I don't want to hear about Hanukkah. I want to hear about the election.
Have you done any talk radio this week? Have you done any hosting of any programs this week?
I have not hosted any programs this week. I guessed a lot, but I have not hosted a program this week, thank goodness. Right.
So when you guessed it, what are... The questions that are coming to you, is it the same kind of
stuff?
What
are we going to do about the fact that the election is a fraud?
What do you know about that? Why would they ask you that question?
Because you're on the radio, and the radio has everything.
That's a great place to advertise cars. Yes, okay, I got it. Yeah. Meanwhile, the lawsuits, the election fraud stuff, I do think that's worth some of our time. We'll get to it in a few moments here as we go away for a bit, but we'll be back with the second half hour of the countdown right after this.
Systemic racism, white supremacy, microaggressions. The American people are being told we live in a country that is racist to its core. We're being lied to. Black America's biggest challenges aren't what the far left says they are. They're using us to promote their own agenda. I'm Bob Woodson. I led demonstrations during the civil rights movement, and I worked to relieve poverty in some of the country's toughest neighborhoods. The leaders employ the virtues and values of our founders. They are really our modern-day patriots. That is why we founded 1776 Unites, a black-led movement to challenge the proposition that because of America's birth defect of slavery, whites are to be forever blamed and shamed, and blacks are to be pitied and paid. We will no longer be used, and we need your help. If you support us, contribute a tax-deductible donation to 1776unites.com. 1776unites.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brandon Bernard was executed late Thursday night at a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, making him the ninth federal inmate to be put to death this year. The Supreme Court denied Bernard's request for a stay of execution Thursday night. Bernard was convicted of killing youth ministers Todd and Stacy Bagley by forcing them into the trunk of a car, then setting it ablaze. The first COVID vaccine expected to be deployed in the United States won the backing of the Food and Drug Administration. Advisors who met Thursday to consider emergency use authorization for the vaccine voted 17-4 with one abstention. One of the most anticipated video games of 2020 is Cyberpunk 2077. Keanu Reeves stars in the new video game as Johnny Silverhand. The game uses Keanu's likeness and voice. Cyberpunk 2077 is an open-world adventure story set in Night City. You play as V, a mercenary outlaw going after a one-of-a-kind implant that is key to immortality. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thursday night football, the L.A. Rams stopped the surging New England Patriots 24-3. With about 10 minutes left in the game, Patriots head coach Bill Belichick pulled quarterback Cam Newton out of the game. Asked after the game, Bill made it clear Cam is still his guy.
Cam's our quarterback.
Cam Newton, after their seventh loss this season, the first time since 2002 the Patriots have lost this many games in a season.
We knew exactly what they were going to do. You know, we just got to be better. And it starts with me personally. Just have to make more plays, and that's what it comes down to. Just doing what I'm asked. I just still go on to each and every week with the mentality to keep getting better, and that's what I plan on doing. We just have to be better collectively, and he's right. And I think we didn't play a good style or brand of football tonight, and they did, and they made more plays than us, so it led to them winning.
Next, the Patriots play Miami on the 20th, and the Rams host the winless Jets. President Trump announced another Middle East peace deal Thursday. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
President Trump announced Thursday that Morocco and Israel have agreed to normalize relations, becoming the fourth Arab state to make an agreement with Israel in the last 4 months, joining Bahrain, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates. As part of the deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed region of Western Sahara. The deal establishes full diplomatic relations between the two countries. Morocco's King Mohammed VI says that direct flights to and from Israel will also begin soon. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A serious and consequential look at what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is the experience we have every week. We try to have a good time with it as well. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com, along with Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, the whole gamut of things, story behind the story of a lot of great hosts. Who's the Michael Harrison interview this week? By the way, speaking of
Michael Harrison, hosts. Interview is a very, very dynamic young woman, a millennial who's beginning a great talk radio career. Her name is Grace Curley, and she's beginning her show on WRKO in January. And for years, she's been quite well known in New England as the co-host and executive producer of the Howie Carr Show. Mm-hmm. Now she's going to be out under the spotlight herself, and she's quite good. It's a nice conversation.
Yeah, it is. And a little inside radio. She's replacing somebody else who was associated with Howie Carr for a long time. He went on the air as Virgin Boy. Remember him? He was the one that was in that position.
Howie Carr has had an enormous impact on WRKO in Boston, and he's had an enormous impact on New England radio.
Yes, he
and,
has.
He's I have often said if New England were a state, one state, he'd probably be elected governor.
There you go. And you know who he came to for his first? He was a columnist with the Boston Herald and still is. But when he was a young kid, I was running WEEI in Boston, and he came to me and said, you ought to do a talk host, and I want to be the host. You ought to do a talk program on EEI. It was the all-news station in Boston at the time. And
oh, you should have hired him.
When Pat, I should have hired him. You're right about that. There's a lot of shoulda, couldas, and wouldas involved in that. But the station owners wanted to keep it pure, all news. Yeah. All right, anyway, enough of that stuff. That's
and now look at what's called all news today. It's all views.
It is, right. News and views. Yeah. Number two this week is the claim that there is election fraud. Number two, the only thing that precedes it or that's more important, according to the research that you've done, is the COVID situation. So what is the story with the lawsuits? What do you think? I mean, they've pretty much all melted away now, haven't they? Even though
there's one more big one going on. There's one more really big one going on. 17 states' attorneys general.
Oh, that's very nice. Okay, well, I guess we better do a good commercial now while we figure out where Michael has gone. The Talk Radio Countdown Show will continue after I remind you how to get healthy the right way. For years now, I've been talking about why it is important for you to choose something healthy in order to be healthy. And Calitrin is the healthiest way to lose weight that there is in existence, not only in our country, but anywhere around the world. So if you would like to become an independent thinker and make your body what you would like it to be, both men and women, by the way, families get on board to lose weight the natural way. It's gluten-free, it's stimulant-free, it's drug-free, and you get fast shipping. When you go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, you put in when you are checking out after you've decided whether you want to buy a three-month or four-month or 10-month or whatever it is, you get twice as many. So if you buy 10 months worth of Calitrin, you'll get 20 months worth of product. Help out yourself and everybody in your family. The one thing about this that I find most comforting is that the clinical studies that were independent, not paid for by Calitrin, prove that it works. 86% success rate. The results, higher metabolism, weight loss, side benefits that include improved joint flexibility, the better sleep you get with this stuff. I take four capsules every night before I go to bed, and the awesome benefits are so, it's very obvious what's going on with me and my body, and it'll be obvious with you. 45-day money-back guarantee. If you haven't started to lose weight in 45 days, they give you your money back. So go to toploss.com. Get in on it now before you gain more weight as you get into the end of the year. Start now. Lose the weight and keep it off. That's what Calitrin does. It keeps it off. You stay on the program. Healthy weight loss. Super program, super people to deal with. Calitrin at toploss.com. When you check out, use the discount code DJV.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Here's something really exciting. E-bonds, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about E-bonds Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from E-bonds Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to E-bonds Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. Ebon'sBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. Well, Michael went someplace into the great ethos beyond. So now we pick up the pieces. We were talking about the election fraud, and I know you probably went on.
I worked so hard.
I know.
I worked so hard explaining it, and then I found out I wasn't on the air. You know, you don't know you're not on the air because you actually still see yourself.
I didn't disappear. No.
Oh, my God. So basically, the latest wrinkle in this ongoing fraud claim is that Texas, the attorney general there, has petitioned the Supreme Court, backed up by 17 other attorneys general, all Republicans, to get the Supreme Court to throw out the results of the four battleground states and turn the election around in the favor of Donald Trump based on allegations that there's fraud, which, of course, every court thus far has rejected as being baseless. So that's the story, and that's like the last hurrah. But it's still happening, you know, it's still going on. So the story, the Trump denial of Biden's victory, his loss, and his claim of election fraud continues at least through this week into this weekend.
What do you think the inaugural day is going to be like when they switch off, the two of them?
That's a question that I can't answer. That's a quest. That's the million-dollar question. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that. There's a lot of possibilities. Trump will either just be very quiet and it'll happen. Trump will go along with it and change his tune. Or Trump will try to create a competing event for television ratings, which I think would be unfortunate.
Yeah, it would be. Got to bring people together. I thought it was interesting. Biden this week was griping about how people need to get together. He wants to move ahead on police reform, but he said you can't do it by executive order, which I think is pretty sage when you get down to it. You can't just mandate it. You got to get people to work together. You got to understand differences. And I think it's been one of the things that's been by fiat the last 4 years. And it hasn't, you know, it worked in some circumstances, but not in every circumstance. You just can't legislate how people think about themselves and what they think about other people. Right.
And also, it's very local in nature. You know, you don't want to have a national, you know, police army. That would be very dangerous. But the word that I get is, and this is out there in reliable sources, that Biden has been privately telling people on the left side of his party, you know, tone it down a little bit about this police defunding and this police reform. It's not something people want to hear, and it's going to kill us. You see, this goes back to what I said before about Biden being a pragmatic politician. You can't hold him accountable for things he did 10 years ago, 20 years ago, because he's going to change. He's going to go with what he thinks will work in terms of the politics of it. Hey, unless, of course, you don't believe it, but Biden got more votes for president than anybody in the history of this country. Yep. You know, Trump's going around saying, I got more votes than any incumbent president. And it's true.
What he's not saying is
that Biden got more votes than anybody.
Than he did. Yeah, right, exactly.
There was a huge turnout.
Yeah.
You know?
There's some audio excerpts that have been posted on this civil rights meeting that he had this week. And he basically is saying the same thing to them as he's saying, you know, calm down, you guys. You can't have everything your own way overnight. You can't disrupt the apple cart. You better use your head or you'll lose whatever gains you've gotten, which I think also pretty sage advice. Police reform is necessary. Listen, public service, the reform of schools and how the system works in general, what we're paying for, all that needs to go through a reformation. We really have a problem in this country. And I guess we haven't, you know, you look around the world, it's the same sort of thing. A lack of respect for authority because authority has been abusive. Now, you're certainly making an argument for that here in this neck of the woods, right?
And that's the sensitive relationship between the power of government and the authority of the governed to be governed.
Yep. And this is not something that comes naturally. This is not something ever to be taken for granted. And you can't turn a big ship around too quickly without it capsizing. This is something people have to learn, that maintaining stability is equally important as advancing forward and engaging reform. You can't do it too quickly, you can't do it haphazardly, and you can't replace one bad idea with another bad idea just because it's different. And maybe we'll come to that understanding that it's a very, very delicate balance to run an enterprise as big and as complicated as the United States. And we've got to stop acting like babies, and we've got to stop acting stupid.
Yep. What do you remember about John Lennon? What sticks in your mind as to his accomplishments, as to what happened 40 years ago? That's one of the items on the list this week, the 40th anniversary of his being murdered. So what do you, there have been a lot of documentaries on television, books written, you know, the whole thing. What's your carry away?
I think he was a member of the Beatles, if I recall. And, I mean, what can be said about John Lennon other than when it comes to popular culture of the 20th century, he was one of the most influential, unique, original, identifiable, interesting, colorful, quirky icons in all of popular music and popular culture. He's up there. His influence on our culture is profound, and he's so unique. His voice, his guitar playing, his attitude, his personal life, so unique that it's hard to see him objectively for those of us who know him well. So that's my view of him. One of the things I think that apply to today is just listen to the words of the song Revolution, and you realize that even though he was a lefty, he was a liberal, he had the biggest resistance and problems, not just from the right, but from people further to the left than he is or was. And that's similar to what we've just been discussing about Biden. So there's a lot to be learned about modern-day politics by looking at the history and the story of John Lennon.
I don't think Joe Biden is going to mimic Barack Obama. I think he's got a lot of the same people coming back around, but I don't think his point of view is the same as Obama's. And people who keep saying it's going to be Obama all over again.
I agree.
I don't see that.
I don't see it either. First of all, 4 years have passed. Biden is his own man. He wants to be his own man. And Biden is, 78 years old. He's not looking to play politics and be dirty or do things or be careful. At this point in his life, he'd love to have a good legacy. I'm sure of that. Regardless of, Hunter Biden and China and all that crap that you can dig up on any politician.
Yep. They're all getting dirt, plenty of it all the way around.
And if we're going to spend all our time digging up dirt, we're going to have a dump truck.
We're going to be stuck in the same place we are right now. Do you know when you're going to get your vaccine, or are you going to get a vaccine, a shot?
I'll get a vaccine as soon as I can. I believe that that's the way to go.
You do. I talked to somebody yesterday about a flu shot. I said, what happens, because I've never had a flu shot. What happens when you get a flu shot? She said, your arm will ache for a while, and that's it. I said, what's going to happen when you get the COVID shot? She said, it depends on what you get. If you get Moderna, you'll have a different impact than what you get from Pfizer. Pfizer is going to make you sick for a day or two. Not clear that that's what's going to happen with Moderna. And then people say, well, can I have a choice? Here where I am in New England, Moderna is headquartered in my hometown, so I'm sure I'm going to get access to that first. But I think I will get a shot, frankly. And I'm not much on shots or vaccines, but I think it makes sense to do that. So,
well, we all have to stop living the way we are because it's making us crazy.
Crazy. You're right. All right, Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The familiar sound of the theme for Magnum P.I. was the theme when Selleck was Magnum P.I. And now, what's his name? Jay somebody or other. Who's
Hernandez.
Hernandez, right. Exactly. Yep. So what do you think of him as... I kind of like Perdita Weeks, who is plays the part of... Remember, who was the guy with the mustache? Higgins, right. She plays Higgins. Yes. I think she's quite fetching. Actually, interesting character.
Well, that's the idea why they did that reversal. So,
yeah,
I got to be honest. I don't really watch the reboot too much, but
once
I do
in
like
a while.
Him
I see.
I do like him as an actor. He's always been a competent, solid actor. But anyway, on this date in TV history, Doug, December 11th, 1980, Magnum PI premiered on CBS. Tom Selleck, I think. It was Thursday 8 p.m., if I remember.
Look at what's happened to his career. Look at him. He's still, he's the mainstay of Blue Bloods.
That
show, though, is so well written. The family all, that show just works. It really does.
Here's what's interesting. I'm glad you brought that up because Disney, which I'm going to talk about in a second, made a lot of major announcements at their stockholder press conference. One is that they are officially moving forward. They're going to do the fifth Indiana Jones film with Harrison Ford filming the movie at 79 years old. It'll be out summer 2022. James Mangold will direct the film. Spielberg will just serve as a producer on the project. But, you know, people who don't know, but it's sort of, you know, history now that Tom Selleck was offered Indiana Jones back in 1980, couldn't do it because the producers of Magnum P.I. wouldn't let him shoot the TV show and a movie at the same time. So George Lucas and Spielberg went to Harrison Ford. It's interesting because as much as I do like Tom Selleck a lot, I think he's very appealing. His appeal never completely translated to the big screen. It did in Three Men and a Baby, sort of that life fair.
Yeah, a few of them.
Quickly Down Under with Alan Rickman's a pretty good movie. He did a movie for Touchstone, which is Disney, called An Innocent Man in 89 that I like. So I do like his work. He just never became what you call a full-fledged movie star. Obviously, Harrison Ford's one of the great movie stars of all time. I did not know this until I looked it up yesterday, but the Magnum P.I. series back in the day did an episode called Legend of the Lost Art, which sort of a homage to Indiana Jones. I have to go research that and see if it's on YouTube. I didn't know they did that, but he would have been he certainly would have been very appealing as Indiana Jones. In retrospect, you always say, you know, nobody could do it better than Harrison Ford, but you could say that about every role in the history of movie or TV that he has. So,
See Disney Plus is going to be loading up on Marvel, Star Wars, Pixar series.
Here's the deal. They announced Disney that, Doug, that they're going to fuel $14 to $16 billion into their streaming programming. They're going to do, middle projects. Like, they're going to do a Sister Act 3 on Disney Plus, bring back Whoopi Goldberg, Hocus Pocus 2, bring back the original cast, Sarah Jessica Parker, Bette Midler, Kathy Najimy. They got a whole bunch of Marvel stuff in that pipeline. They're going to do a lot more Star Wars stuff in the streaming pipeline. And the production values are going to be every bit as good in terms of cinematography and effects as they would on the big screen. It's throwing millions and millions, well, actually here, billions of dollars into this stuff. And Disney, I said a couple weeks ago that they had, 48 million subscribers. Now they're up to 68 million. So they're gaining monthly millions and millions of people. And like in 4 years, they're going to have 250 million subscribers on Disney Plus.
Right.
They're planning to launch Netflix.
To see what they're doing, the projects that they have. There's a murder mystery with Steve Martin and Martin Short, Only Murders in the Building, a new movie, The Dropout, the story of the founder of Theranos. Remember Elizabeth Holmes? She's on trial now for scamming everybody. That kind of stuff. Michael Keaton's in a movie called Dope
Stick. And also, I just want to point out, Disney's going to, because they bought 20th Century Fox last year, And the Fox library is extensive with a lot of really great movies, including R-rated movies. Disney's going to do a secondary Disney Plus channel for that content, which they have to, and it's a good idea. So they could do more mature stuff and not put it under the Disney Plus banner. They're going to re-banner it as a secondary streaming.
We've talked a lot about Wonder Woman 1984 coming out on Christmas Day with a lot of states closing theaters down. I wonder if they're going to rethink that. No, they won't.
It'll just all people are just it's just going to make HBO Max a lot more subscribers. I'm in Pennsylvania, so I cannot see it in a movie theater as of tomorrow. All movie theaters are shut down for at least 3 weeks, which is a major, major, major bummer, Doug.
Ridiculous. Yeah, it is. All right, Chucker. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Chuck Curry here on the DJV Show at 59.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.